This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Another rodenticide ban. Dems form Ag Task Force and running the numbers on conservation. Mountain lion death sparks another pesticide ban. The legislature is advancing a bill to set a moratorium on the rodenticide difacinone to save non-target wildlife. In 2020, the state passed AB 1788, setting a moratorium on certain uses of second-generation anticoagulants, or SGARs. But the death of P22, that a beloved mountain lion who lived on the outskirts of Los Angeles, brought rodenticides back in the spotlight. Biologists found evidence of one in his body after a car hit him. Assemblymember Laura Friedman of Glendale asserts the widespread use of rodenticides still killing wildlife. Her bill, AB 1322, specifically targets difacinone, a first-generation anticoagulant. It would ban the use until the Department of Pesticide Regulation set stronger restrictions. Friedman recommended alternatives like sealing off buildings or deploying hawks and owls. Proponents of AB 1322 urge lawmakers to support the precautionary principle and eliminate products with any potential hazards. The Center for Biological Diversity argued the burden should be on pesticide manufacturers, not the public, to prove FGARs are safe. Pest control operators of California contend the pesticide is needed for buildings, transportation, and public health. Others argue the EPA is already reviewing FGARs. Meanwhile, DPR announced last week it will be re-evaluating difacinone, setting up AB 1322 for a potential veto in September. The Assembly has until June 2nd to pass the measure. Democrats' new Ag Task Force to consider all of the voices. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York has formed a new Agriculture and Nutrition Task Force to help determine the party's priorities in the upcoming Farm Bill. Ahead of the group's first meeting last night, Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine told AgriPulse, "The task force is a way to make sure all of the voices across the party's differing caucuses are heard during Farm Bill discussions. Almost every sort of sub-caucus, like the New Dems and the Progressives, they all have little working groups on Ag and the Farm Bill," Pingree said. "So I think it's a way to bring in all of those voices." The task force is being chaired by Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi and includes Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, Luke Carrera of California, Sharice Davids of Kansas, Josh Harder of California, Jahada Hayes of Connecticut, Mark Pokin of Wisconsin, and Kim Schreier of Washington. Now McGovern, Davids, Hayes, and Pingree are all members of the House Agriculture Committee. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Lawmakers heading out as debt talks continue. House members will head back to their districts after votes today while they await a possible agreement to increase the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reiterated yesterday lawmakers would have 72 hours to read the resulting bill before they have to vote on it. Study: conservation practices more than pay for themselves in time. A new study conducted of farm conservation practices found they can return 15% to 25% on the investment. But the study by the Boston Consulting Group, which focused on 100 farmers in Kansas, says that farmers will need help to cover the cost of regenerative practices, such as cover crops, for a transition period of 3 to 5 years. The study found that farmers face a profitability loss of up to $40 an acre during that transition. Sonia Hu, a partner and managing director for BCG, told reporters that during the transition, farmers will likely need several sources of financial assistance. Those could include USDA cost share programs, bank loans, price premiums from buyers, and payments from ecosystem service markets. There's no silver bullet here, she said. By the way, a study was conducted for the One Planet Business for Biodiversity, or OP2B Coalition, an offshoot of the World Business Council for Sustainable Development. OP2B's member companies include Danone, Mars, PepsiCo, Nestle, and Walmart. Blue Dogs, down to 9. The Blue Dog Coalition, that was once a significant moderate factor of the House Democratic Caucus, is down to 9 members. It's a drop from 19 in the last Congress. The coalition named its 3-member leadership team yesterday. Jared Golden of Maine will serve as co-chair for administration. Mary Sattler Pelota of Alaska will be co-chair for policy and legislative strategy. House Ag Committee member Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington will be co-chair for communications and outreach. The coalition was formed with 23 members after the 1994 midterm elections and exceeded 50 members after the 06 election until Republicans swept back into control of the House in 2010. Lawmakers unveil legislation to press Biden for FTA with UK. The top 2 lawmakers of the House Ways and Means Committee on Trade, Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Jim Himes of Connecticut, have introduced a, quote, sense of Congress bill advocating for the Biden administration to negotiate a free trade agreement with the United Kingdom. The Trump administration began talks with the UK on an FTA, but they have been idle since Biden took office, even though the British have repeatedly stressed they would like to see negotiations resume. American manufacturers, agriculture producers, and consumers alike stand to benefit greatly from proactive and tangible action, maximizing trade opportunities with our allies, said Smith. Building on our outstanding historic relationship with the United Kingdom provides a valuable opportunity to mutually enhance economic resiliency, strengthen supply chains, and increase market growth. Finally, here's today's He Said It. There were times I thought I was Don Quixote charging windmills or Sisyphus trying to roll the huge boulder up the hill. That former Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas on the years-long effort to get the USDA's National Bio and Agro Defense Facility built in his home state. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 25th. Brought to you by Robo Agri Finance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.